That seems to be all. Master? For tonight's agenda, I mean. I would say it's been a very productive night indeed. Now that we're alone, I'd like to speak to you a little bit about earlier. I hope you don't mind. I don't mean to question your authority as a leader. However, I question the wisdom of the way you handled that situation back there. I knew she would make a formidable foe, but to promise her us. I understand she thought we were a beautiful couple, but she really wants us. I just thought of sharing you. I don't know. I'd rather die than be without you, Master. No, it's not that at all. She's gorgeous. Stunning. I've heard amazing things about her. She's very old, very wise. A great vampiric leader. I suppose I'm just being selfish. Even me being as old as I am, been a vampire for quite a long time. And I've known you for so long now. I'm just so finally happy to love you and have you love me. Have you all to myself. Being as immortal as we are, I think it was perhaps a little bit naive of me to assume it would last forever. No. I understand why you had to. It's not just about us, it's more than that. All the politics of the vampire community hangs in the balance right now. And I know you wouldn't have done it lightly. I'm just being pouty about it, I guess. I think it's worth mentioning that you must be careful with this. You've gained a lot of power in the last few decades. And I think it would be wise to make sure that you have all the cards in your hands at all times. Don't let your guard down around her is what I'm trying to say. She's very charming. I'll give her that. But you must be even more so. The goal is to make her let her guard down around you. Us, I mean. Oh, believe me, I can turn the charm up to 100. You, however, you've got this whole dark brooding air about you. That's why your sister's better at the whole political thing than you are. At least recently. I know everything is so serious, but think perhaps you're letting it get to your head a bit much. It's been stressful, and you've been at this for a long time. You know I would never suggest you give your position up. But there's nothing wrong with taking breaks. And I think you might need one. Even if only for a few weeks. You've just dealt with the biggest situation that was on her plate. Anything else can be handled by your sister, I promise you. Look, I've been suspecting that she might ask that for a while. She likes to collect beautiful vampires, so to speak. And well, if I do say so myself, we are a very lovely couple. But there's been talk, of course. I knew it was only a matter of time. I think perhaps it wouldn't be a bad thing to relax a little bit. We're going to have to play to our strengths very soon. I don't think she would be as bold as to outright take what we've worked for, but she may insist we merge our colonies. No matter what, we must deny this. Everything you've worked for in such a short amount of time, she has spent hundreds of thousands of years doing. You are a threat to her and everything she has. I just want us to be careful, that's all. Because I love you. I am not. Don't be silly. Well, forgive me for caring. Excuse me, Master, I shouldn't have gotten upset. I know you only tease me when you need it. When you need to be uplifted a bit. I suppose I need a little uplifting, too. Oh, my love. However did we get here? No. I wouldn't wish for a second to go back. Not to those days when you hated me with every fiber of your being. Pining after you with my one-sided love. Every day was waking up with a stake in my heart. Metaphorically, of course, but even if the challenges are different now, I'm still glad to be facing them together. There's my smile. I haven't seen it on your face for weeks. Yes. Yes. It's making me smile now too. I can't help it looking at you. You just light up the room. You always have.
In your own way.
I suppose looking on the bright side, I'd say she has good taste. You are a lovely specimen, after all.
And that's why I fell in love with you, is it not?
And, well, if she likes me, need I say more? I'm practically perfect. Well, that was a long time ago. I'm better now. Not as much of a, you know. Politics isn't my thing. We've already discussed it. Selling your sister to the, well, was not my best or brightest moment. I'll say that. Well, I don't know about you, but getting awfully tired. The sun is coming up. I need my beauty sleep. Especially if we're to do all of this charm. Could we sleep now? The extra large coffin. Might we join you, Master? This long day was totally worth it then. Because at least I get to end it with you. We lost in a few ways, but at least I won in this way. I'll take it. Cuddles? It just keeps getting better. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're so warm as usual. I love being with you. And I love you. Don't wallow in it. I said don't wallow in it, Master. My compliments are hard earned. That's how you know you deserve them. I could do more. Of course, Master. If there's something that you're not receiving that I should be giving. Oh. I see. I understand what it is that you want. Blood? No. What could it possibly be, then? I see. I had no idea you were so... I thought you were exhausted, as I was. No, don't stop. I always want to with you. Even if I am a little bit tired myself, I wouldn't dare deny you. Oh, that's very kind of you. You're going to allow me to lay back and rest while you... I see. Well, I suppose I can't complain then, Master. Down there, with your mouth. You're so skilled with your tongue, as always. Oh, Master. Oh. You really don't need to. Fine, as long as you're satisfied. You don't need to go down on me. Oh, Master, your tongue feels so good. At this point. No, Master. I wouldn't. Inside of me. Please, I'm begging. Yeah.